It is wonderful to draw near God and to know that He's there and He's listening to us and He's watching over us. For this reason, we have this confidence that all things they work together for those who love God. For this reason, there is a passage of the scripture. I'd like first to greet Braden online, and may God bless them and comfort them also in this day. There is a passage of the scripture in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31. Even the youth shall faint and weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. There is a passage of the scripture that we must read continuously for us to renew our strength, each one of us. It's true that the world is going in the way it's going, and a lot of things are taking place. But God has testified as He loved this world and He gave salvation to this world for the sin to get removed. The heavens were open, the word of God came down, and blessing came down also. But for whom? Who is taking that? It's just a little flock. For this reason, the scriptures say, little flock, it pleased to God to give you His rain. There are a lot of called. Many are called. And also a lot, they are not seeing yet the action of the hand of God. Because the word of God always come through the prophet. And God never leave His people. We can talk about Israel or also Gentiles. He never leave His people without sending His word. And may God comfort us through all His word. We can stand up and sing a little chorus. Hallelujah. May God grant us grace and bless us. There's time for everything. And this time is a time of holidays. We can sing 164. Tell me the story of Christ. And every morning when we woke up, we have to remember the story of Christ. For us to remember what He has done for us and what He's doing, and also what He will do, or what He has promised to give us in the future. That's what we should remember every day. I remember this song in French, in Italian, some strophe are missing. And also the word difference. Amen. We can start singing that before to start to start the preaching. For me, is suffer. Through his death, I live. I feel Jesus in my heart. Glory to the Lamb of God. Soon in the heaven I be. Tell me the story of Christ. Write it down in my heart. This sin is blood flowing down, and for me it suffer. Tell me the story of Christ. Tell me all about his love. He redeemed me. For me, he paid the price. Talk to me about peace, that peace that comes from Jesus. He died on the cross to save a man here down on earth. Tell me the story of Christ. Write it down in my heart. They seen him with the blood flowing. And for me, he suffer. Tell me the story of Christ. And I'll be happy. When I'm afflicted here down on earth, he is the one who can comfort me. Tell me the precious story. The one he brought from the heaven. My soul is resting only in my Redeemer. Tell me the story of Christ. Write it down in my heart. This in him with his blood flowing. And for me, he suffer. Hallelujah. We can bow our heads. May God bless our heart. We want that his presence to be in our midst. His promise is there. If there is his promise, there is also his promise. There is also his presence. May God bless us richly this morning. And may God is seeking for a man to give him everything that he needed. And also the eternal life. That's life that is in Christ. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are here in thy presence. And we want to feel that presence in our heart. And it's there where you have put your word. And it's there where you came to live or to dwell. And we are in thy end where no one can remove us from them. You are the only true, faithful, and sincere Lord. You are the high priest that went through the heaven, then he came to save us. Thank you, Lord. Bless your word. Bless our heart and comfort it with your word. We are about to arrive entire presence in that eternity, and you are preparing that dwelling place for us, that wonderful place where in which we cannot even think or imagine with our human feelings, but it must be something of glorious. But if we see, we can already think about that wonderful place. Bless your word this morning. Speak to our heart and give us as you have promised. And you say you take off your and you'll give it us. You'll give it to us. And we're thanking you, Lord. We adore you with all our heart for the work you have done in Golgotha for us. And also there in the altar where your blood is, blood of grace. And you have given us also all blessing in the heavenly place in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And also for Angela, may you heal her. May you give her the comfort and you strengthen us. It's true there is tarot dance, but you are the one who strength. And you give beyond our thoughts and our imagination. And this morning we are in thy hand. And we believe there's nothing that escaped from thy presence. Not even a thought. For this reason, we're coming before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know you will comfort and our heart in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord be thanked. I like to read the word that we read already, but the Lord has put it in my heart again. And for us to take out of our heart right things and good things. And we read also in the book of Matthew. We see that the Lord is bringing out or showing us wonderful things through these words. We read in the book of Psalm 119. We are not going to read all because it's a long psalm, but we read just a portion. I want to highlight the verse 11. We read also 16, 17. Let's see how the Lord will lead. In verse 11, say, thy word have I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You see, it's something special. David needed that. He has this need to have the presence of God continuously. Without the presence of God, we'll go astray. It's like a star in the celestial place. He cannot go out of the orbit and do whatever he wants. But God has put us in the right place where he wants us to be. And each one of us must realize and recognize where God has put us. Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We can read from verse 1 now. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. In the way is written, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. And this morning, we heard what Brother Gianfranco have read, and that seek him with the whole heart. they also do not iniquities. I believe you all know the meaning of iniquity. It's something that we know that we have not to do it, but you're still falling in that same trap of the devil. Those are traps that the devil is putting before us, and sometimes we're falling still there. They walk in his way. Here he's talking just about the ways of the Lord. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precept diligently. So we have to observe the word of God, his commandment, with attention. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. When we confront ourselves to the scripture, you see, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandment. I praise thee with uprightness of earth. We can go really deep through this word. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgment, I keep thy statute. Oh, forsake me not utterly. We say something else about it. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? We know this concern also the youth. But I believe when a newborn came to life, and this word is also for him, it's important for him, for a newborn in the ways of God, for him to walk according to the word of God, for God to bless him by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. It's a personal thing. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Do not let me going astray. Because sometimes we are going astray from what God is doing. Thy word have I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Bless art thou, O Lord. And we know here this word blessed, they mean praise. The real meaning of here is a praise art thou, O Lord. Because we can say we are in the seventh church age, and all this Bible, they've been translated in a different way. So we learn in that way. But in reality, it's God. God is the one who's blessing. So we can adore God. We can praise God. There is a difference. Teach me thy statute. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I rejoice in the way of thy testimonies. They are true testimony, true action of the Holy Spirit. I rejoice in the way of thy testimony as much as in all riches. I meditate in thy precept, and I have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy word. We read another verse. No, you all know already. is in the book of Amos, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. We read it. Well, we have to see the meaning of hiding that word. So what's the meaning? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing but reveal it, his secret unto the servant the prophet. Here is about hiding in our heart the word that we have received today. That's what is important, the teaching that we have received today. If not, we are in the last church age. And what we are living today is the word that it can give us complete. It can put us completely back in the word of God, and through the whole church ages, God has given correction, and at this end, the last church age, God has given the full correction. So everything is back as it was at the beginning. I have a secular letter here with me. Here is the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy, and this word was also addressed to me, and I believe is also addressed to all the preachers. 1 Timothy, keep this word without any blame till the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. To hide this word is to put that word in reserve, to put it in your heart. Because without any reserve in the time we are living in, we cannot reach the goal. But we reach also late as the foolish virgin. So it's like every single preaching sermon is in our heart, is still there. May God continue his work and to show us that is inside, is in our heart, is hidden there. If there is no this word, the Lord cannot do anything. When he say, I take off mine and I communicate to you, I give it to thee, that mean in that moment that he bring the word out, is the word of exhortation or the word that you need for that time or for the situation. This morning when I was meditating, I could not get the goal. I was reading passages of the scripture, but I was asking God, do something, give me something. And I believe that Brother Branham has done the same thing, that everyone that is serving the Lord is doing the same thing, for them to walk in the same spirit. It's not that we are teachers, we are people with great knowledge, but we need the Spirit of God. We need God. And when I was going to sleep, and then I received like a revelation. Here is the meaning of to conserve the word. If not, you are going in left, right, without taking what God has given you. And the foolish virgin are doing so. They are light. They are going without... They're going without having their heart with the full word of God. But you must conserve food or the reserve inside, and some you have to feel like something is heavy in your heart, and that is the word of God. The word of God, you have to hide it inside. You have to keep it there. In all the church ages, people have, they conserve food and they pass through revival to revival. From Luther, then Wesley, Pentecost. So also today is the same thing. And what is the next step? What's the next step today? What is going to take place after what we have received already today? If it's not the rapture, if it's not for us to go back from where we came from. Jesus said, I come from the Father and I go back to the Father. Amen. We came from the Father. We came from the thoughts of God, and we're going back to Him. And God has created us at His image. We are His seed, and the seed that He has predestinated before the foundation of the world. In the thoughts of God, in the beginning, there was already each one of us. And we have to go back. This is a great blessing that God has shown to the nations. It's a glorious thing. The word that we conserve must be hidden inside. We read another verse now. For the messenger, he continued, the brother is reading the circular letter. The true children of God, they've been brought back to the original faith of the apostle. So what now has to be done again? We were brought back in the original faith, and the door been open for us to get in. I read also in another paragraph. When everything that the Lord has ordained to Moses been done, then the glory of the Lord came down in the Saint of Saints. And the presence of God was in the midst of people of Israel. After that, everything is done. Like I say, this message has accomplished everything. And a lot of time, Brother Branham said, the message is the return to the word, return to the original, return to the experience that the apostle has done in the beginning. All the mysteries. And I believe with all my heart, and I'm saying before God, all mysteries were being revealed. Everything that's supposed to be revealed, everything that was in the past, the time of justification, sanctification, Luther, Wesley, everything has been revealed and put in at its place, biblically. There was nothing that had been left out. God has not left anything outside, but everything was put back in their original place. You and me, we wise virgins, we are in this church and we are taking what God has done and we are glorifying the Lord. And we're conserving His word in our heart. And Brother Branham has put in store the food. When preacher wanted to follow Brother Branham, he told them, stay here. And the voice of God told him, go back and store the food. And for this reason, all the sermons are important. And all important sermons, they've been preached in Jeffersonville. It's true that whatever Brother Branham been, he preached great sermons, but in Jeffersonville is where he put in store. And there was another man who was supposed to distribute this food, and Brother Frank is the one who distributed this food. And where is this food now? And where is going? And there in Crefeld, they have a store. And there in Crefeld, they open like their archives. And from this archive or library, they are bringing out all those sermons. And those sermons, they've been put in stores. And now this word must be put in our heart and hide in our heart. Without that, we cannot go forward. We cannot go far. Because we will stop. The devil will stop us somewhere. As is stopping a lot of brothers and a lot of churches, because they are saying we are good like this, we are fine like this. They don't want to correct the word of God. They cannot correct themselves when the light arrived. The word of God is made in the way when it arrived. It must correct you and me. For this reason, we need to be kept by God, and He will correct us and keep us in the way where He wants us to, in which He wants us to walk. God is taking care of the step of the righteous, and He knows what He's doing. God knows truly the heart. He knows what is right. All the mysteries that they were hidden in the word of God, they've been revealed. And nothing can be added in the word of God. It's true that when you're reading the word of God, or you're reading a circular letter, maybe today you see in this way and tomorrow you see in another way, other blessing arrived. Because the word of God is the eternal word. So you're getting deeper and deeper. But there's nothing to add. Everything was already done. What we have received, if it could just stay in our heart, hallelujah, it would be a great blessing. We would walk like children, like son and daughter of God, as eagles, renewed in our strength. It's true that this flesh is what it is, but the Spirit of God is there. It's there for us, not just to realize that good things that God has done for us, or to realize just the grace that God has given us, also to serve Him and to honor Him. Hallelujah. You see? Also, today, we can testify that this scripture are fulfilled, and our Lord, soon it will come, and what He has said, it will arrive. Every biblical teaching, it was restored, starting with the deity. I don't understand how some brothers, they don't understand yet, but the restoration took place already. The message is a restoration. The prophetic word is a restoration. If today people cannot yet understand, and these people are still in the, they are in the message, they are also going to Krefeld, but how come in their heart they have different feelings, and they're still waiting for something special for them to become special? They want to become special, and they don't understand that only God is special. And God has done it for what He has done. He has done it for people who are not special. They don't know what is simplicity. They don't see exactly what God has done today. They don't see it. They don't realize it. That everything is being already restored. If everything being restored and you stay behind, what you have really conserved and put in your heart, how do you hide the word in your heart? Because the Bible says the anointment of God will teach you everything. It's impossible. May God grant grace and open heart, and may people be added in the group of the overcomers, as the Bible says in Revelation 12. The male son is the winner. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the one who won through the cross of Golgotha. And we can see each other in all the script, through all the scripture. I read another paragraph in the circular letter. Brother Branham has received the order in 62. People say, Brother Frank, I know what you are saying. Hallelujah. People will say, I know what you are saying. But it's important we have to remember what God has done. That makes us true servant of God. If not, you are going to preach what is coming out of your heart. But those things, they were not conserved from the word of God in your heart. So you're preaching your own the word of God. In the beginning was the word of God, and then it came the interpretation. Same thing today. Brother Branham has preached. Brother Frank has preached. Then after it came the interpretation. Always been like this. Because this situation arose because people did not conserve the true word of God in their heart. So they giving their own interpretation. And then there is a transformation of the word of God. And may God help us. It's time to speak openly. And we have to be ready for the time when the Lord will come. For this reason, we have to be ready. Brother Branham has received the order in March 62. And he talked about it in the 1st April. After the 10th first minute of the sermon, he turned toward Brother Neville and he said, "Now the food is stored." This word a high tie word in my heart for me not to sin against thee. Is important for me, is important for the Lord. Only this word will remain. When the bridegroom will come, what we have conserved, the reserve of food we have in our heart, that's all we have in us. It's going to manifest. If there is just in your heart the word of a man, you are not going to find the open door, but the door will be closed. May God revive us and work us, and for every single word that comes from God, be hidden in our heart. God is God. He's going to remember what He has said. He will remember you, what He has said. And God, then He will bring you in the right path. We need this word of God in us, because it never been such a time such as the one we're living in. In this time, everything was restored. Nothing has left behind, but everything been fully brought to us, for us to be perfect in everything. We can read in the book of Genesis 17. This word is important. May God grant grace. Genesis 17. From verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old, and Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I'm the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Be thou perfect. For this reason, the book of Psalm is saying, David is saying, blessed are those who are perfect in their ways. But the devil has prepared traps for us. But once you realize what God has done for you, you cannot go astray anymore. For this reason, we are children of Abraham. We've been justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's important for us to read it. We can read also about Noah. Noah is the same. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. He was perfect. God is looking for perfect men. Why perfect? Because they conserve His word in them. They taking His message, they conserve it in them. His instruction. Today we see people in this message, but in their works, they don't realize what is the perfect will of God. Also in the family, the teaching that comes out is a is not teaching of this word according to the word that we have received in this word in this time, but is teaching of denominations. There is not a true identification with the word of God that he came through the prophet to be conserved in our heart and to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are things that they start from somewhere. May God bring back everything under authority of the word of God and under authority of the teaching of God. If you don't have it in your heart, you cannot show into to the other one what you'd like to say. You the true teaching, you cannot say it because yourself you are already astray. Sometimes a word being said and the devil just mix it. That is why we don't have we're not standing truly in the word of God. It's a desire of God. It's a desire of God. He wants each one of us to be found in His word. It's important, this word. Yeah, it's talking about perfect man. 1 John 5:19, Proverbs 17, verse 20. Here is why the word of God came through the prophet. Through the prophet come the revelation of the word of God. And through a prophet, the rules are coming out. Rules for you and me to conduct our life. Those rules, they cannot come from churches or a pastor, but they are coming from the prophet, because the prophet is the direct voice of God. Today we have a lot of difficulties, and we have also more difficulties because people don't accept that the messenger is the direct word of God. It's true. It's a direct teaching of God. We cannot say something else. So how come one party is following, another party is not following? You see? Everyone supposed to observe the word of God, because God has called all of us. It's true. I believe we understand each other. Many are called, few are chosen. God has spoken to everyone, because God doesn't want no one to be left out. Everything was clear, restore. Also the revelation about baptism, and also the person of Jesus Christ, who was him, what he has done. He was a true God and true man. Nothing never been so clear as today. And he's going to remain our Savior, our is the one in our heart. We have to call upon him. We have to call upon him. Because when we're calling upon him, we are going to be fine. Let's read some passages of the scriptures. We can read the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. What Eve could not do, Mary has done it. Amen. She conserved the word in his heart. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. It's true that I always say it, we are in this world, but we don't belong to this world. And God has granted us grace to remove us from this world. But we still have things to do here, there. We are involved in here and there, but all thought those things we must conserve this thing inside, because if it's inside us, it cannot go out, it cannot be removed. The free will is the door of the spirit. Everything depends on that, yes or not, or you accept or you reject it. Hallelujah. Or you accept or you refuse. You are free. For this reason, God is never push no one, because he wants to see your heart and my heart. Hallelujah. There is no violence. It's the free will. Is the door of the spirit. Before to get into the feelings in the soul, there's a memory, there imagination, there five senses. For all those senses to be submitted to the word of God. But first you must permit God to get in. God cannot get in if you don't say yes. God, he doesn't push people. But if you open your heart, all the channels, they will be filled up with the word of God. They will be taken with the word of God, taken under control of the Holy Spirit. That's what Brother Branham said. You can reach the second circle. You are baptized, you have the holy baptism, but if inside there is not, you can stay behind as the foolish virgin. But God doesn't want you to stay behind. God is claiming each of his soul, all the soul he has redeemed. May God bless us. It's you. During an evangelization, when the word comes out, you can accept or you can refuse it. You see, it's the free will. For this reason, Genesis is in book of Genesis chapter 2, is saying they became like us. They know the good and the evil. Before sin came, There was no problem. There was no problem. To store the food, to hear to the voice of God every day. It was easy. There was a perfect relationship with God. It was a wonderful thing. And this, it must take place again. And I believe it's already here. The type of the Eden Garden is going to be back in the eternity. But it has taken place already. People are under law, but they don't realize it. Teacher, believers in this message, they are under the law, but they are not realizing it. Love is more. Law is a personal judgment, but the love of God is perfection. Because when you are full, filled with the Holy Spirit, you know what is to you have to do. And you are not slave anymore. You are free. God has set you free. Because the grace of God came. Everything was under the law, but no one could accomplish the law. Because if you just commit one thing against the law, you commit against all the law. Also this morning, God is showing us, if he's with us, who can be against us? We have to hide him inside. I hide your word in me, for me not to sin against you. What is sin? Sin is unbelief. A Christian cannot be unbeliever. A Christian has faith and has leadership of God. That's it. People could say, Brother Franco, what are you saying? Are you believing that? Could I hear amen? Hallelujah. It's about this. A Christian is like this. Because God has made him like this. Here Mary, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherd returned glorifying and praising God for all things that they had heard, seen as it was taught unto them. If she could not keep the promise of God, also Sarah, she could not keep the same the promise of God. But Mary, according to the Spirit, she received the promise. And the word came out, and the seed came out, and through that seed God has put life. It's like the same as the word that came out of this message. The seed came out and then God put life in them. As Mary, we have to come to give birth to Jesus Christ, as in Book of Revelation is saying. It's about something true, something important, when you have the Word of God inside. Also Matthew 13:52. I wanted to confirm that with the word of the scripture. Each word is important. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Is what God is doing with me and you. Is what God is doing when you are dwelling in the word of God. And you are under authority of the word of God. That's what God is doing. We can read now scripture. John 8:51. Those are wonderful words. Sometimes we read it without going deeper. But let's stay a little bit here and see. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Hallelujah. Is eternal because you obey to the word of God and you keep the word of God. You have it in. Is there. It's like a reserve. Now in the bride, there must be this reserve. Because it's the word, is the bride word without blame, without wrinkle, without spot. In the bride today, there is this reserve of the word of God. It cannot be otherwise. For this reason, tell me the story of Christ. Hallelujah. You see Mary, when the angel visited her, when the Lord visited her, before the son was born, she went to Elizabeth. When Elizabeth met her, there was like a spiritual feeling between them. Without seeing the accomplishment, she believed already. She believed after receiving the word, the son will be born. And Franco Forestieri and all the chosen one, they believe that when the word of God came, the son will come out. It will be born. Are you there? Faith in the word of God, in promise of God, because it's inside, is where the strength of the elect comes from, because he believes to every single word of God. The five inner senses, they are cautions, Roman Chapter 1, imagination, memories, the reason, and feelings, or affect. All those five senses are inner senses. And inside there is a choice that we have to... take heed. All there is Holy Spirit governing these five senses, or there is a man, the human nature. Silence. Can you say amen? Glory to God. You don't need to think about this. Or is the Holy Spirit governing, or is the devil governing? You have to choose. Amen. Amen. It doesn't remove or Everything must have its place. Through the Holy Spirit, how can you love your brother and love God? That God, whom you never seen, or you don't see, but you don't love your brother. Either the Holy Spirit comes down and seal, or there is still the human nature, depending on the way in which you are walking or me. For this reason, the word of God is correction. For this reason, David said, "For me not to sin against thee, for me to discern and to see, to obey to your word, to choose you, to choose you." Then the other part came. It's hard to see in the word of God that servant of God, they give more importance to God than their children. You can see in the word of God. See Abraham. You can see Abraham. Isaac, the same. You can go through all the Bible, you see the same thing. God must have the first place. Amen. Amen. He's a jealous God. Or you love him, or you don't love. You say, I will keep just a small portion. Do it. But you have already removed that the blessing of God, or that's communion with God. Because you have to choose. There's a preference. I'm telling you with all my heart, let's commit everything in God's hand. Our lives, our thoughts, our everything in His hand, and it will take place. Otherwise, we stay behind and the door will be closed. I don't want to stay behind. And I believe even those who are listening, no one wants to stay behind. Hallelujah. May God bless our heart. May purify and sanctify our heart. For that reserve, keep growing and remain in our heart. You can read another 1 Timothy. These are precious, precious word. Come on, guys. Second Timothy. First Timothy chapter 1, there is a model, and we have to see who is our model. I'm telling you with all my heart, who is your model? Brother Branham, Brother Frank? It can be also another person, but your mother must be the word of God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. He is the model. From him we have to learn. There is a true mother, there is no other. We are the one to be made in his image, but not him to our image. From the beginning, we are already made at his image. And we did not realize it, but at a time then this seed, the light touched the seed and the seed came out. It's like the white garment, the white robe is already prepared. In the Revelation 19 is written there. The robe is already there. That means we have to get in that robe. Because the model is already done. If I have to get in with one arm, as the scripture say, I must get in with one arm. I'm the one who has to be made in that image. God cannot change himself for him to see things the way we're seeing or to do things the way we do it, we wanted to do it. He's the model and the only one. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good things which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. Keep by the Holy Ghost. And just through the Holy Ghost, the reserve can be stay fresh. It's a deep word and wonderful. That good things which was committed unto the keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. They are wonderful passage. Coming back in this word. The true model is Jesus Christ. And he said, keep thy word. I had thy word in my heart. And now I understood what's the meaning. And God has opened my understanding to understand what's the meaning of the good store. There is no deviation there. Otherwise, the wise virgin, they be like foolish virgin. But it's impossible to seduce the elect. What God has said, he has said it. What he has said, he will do it. Part of the bride or part of the church is already ready. But he has to wait for the time to be accomplished. Maybe for the last who came in. Maybe for God he has to wait for God to give the start. Joshua and Caleb, they were ready. They wanted to get in the promised land when they wanted to get in. When under the order of Moses, they were ready to get in, but they could not go in. Because the other tribes, they were saying, no, it's impossible for us to get in. Because the Amalekites are there. Because the giants are there. What a position today. And we see what the devil is putting before us. For the Son of God not to get fully in the Word of God. Not identify himself completely in the Word of God. There are a lot of Amalekites. There are a lot of things that I say impossible, impossible, impossible. The Bible says, if it's impossible for a man, it's possible for God. We have to trust in God. It's possible. It's possible for God. There is no doubt. God has said so. We have to believe with all our heart. And this promised land that is before us is we are going through the third exodus, and we're getting ready to get there spiritually in the promised land. And there the Holy Spirit himself is going to bring us to eternity, and we will rejoice of what God has prepared for us. And we pass and it will comfort us. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? Is it worth it to continue to fight? Is it worth it to continue to put ourselves under disposition of God? The teaching is not stand up, sit down, go to sleep. No, it's not that. The teaching is to put in order your life according to the word of God. To put in order your life according to the teaching of today, where everything has been restored. The tree of the bride was restored. Everything was restored. And just now we can't see it yet. But only Joshua and Caleb, they see it already. And God is waiting for the other people to come. Through love, through compassion, through mercy, through faith, everything been restored. May God bless us. May God strengthen us. We're reading the last passage of the scripture. Revelation 20:22, verse 7. Hallelujah. We read this word already a lot of times. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is thou keeper the saying of the prophecy of this book. You can see now deeper what's the meaning. This word conserve, kept in our heart. It must have the first place always, because it depends on me and you. To depend on a man. I had a good chief who taught me really how to do the job. But one thing is true. This man, he taught me how to work. We did not have anything in common. Maybe it was scared of me because I was from Sicily. But me, I was fearing him because he was my boss, because he has to pay me. But how chief is Jesus Christ? I don't have to fear him. You cannot fear a man. But God, but we have to have fear of God, as is written. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. God is not like there just beating, but as we read, he went through the heaven. He's a high priest. He has mercy. All the priests, the high priest, they die, but he's the only one who died and resurrect to stay for us and with us, for us always to walk in the right way. And for us to seek to glorify his name. May God help us to have experience with him every single day. We have done one, let's do another one. And the glory of God, we see it manifesting in our life. Experience of experience. Enoch did the same, and the last step, he did it in the hair. He was just walking. The Bible says he walked 300 years with God, then he was not there anymore. Peter tried to walk in the sea, but Enoch, he went to glory. Hallelujah. May God grant us grace. We love with all our heart our Lord Jesus, and we want to obey him. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is thou, keeper the saying of prophecy of this book, the teaching, the statute, ordinances that God has given us at this time. At the time of Luther was Luther, at the time of Wesley was Wesley, then the gift were being restored, and this gift they've been using the denomination, and they've been left behind. And in the message then, brothers, they were scared to bring the gift of God, even though those gifts they've been restored. It's true that the Bible is saying, like, to seek for the gift, but the greatest is to prophesy. But you have to have a desire of it. God is God, it's not a man. God is the one who is giving blessings and gifts. Amen. Let us stand. Hallelujah. May God bless our brethren. Let's sing a song. We sing, then we then pray. From the heaven comes blessings. My hope is only you, Jesus Christ. I raise my eyes to the heaven. I know you are there. I raise my hands and I touch the reality. raise my eyes toward the heaven. I know you are there. I raise my hands and I touch the reality. I will adore you in spirit and in truth for eternity. From heaven comes blessings. My cup is overflow with the Holy Spirit. My prayer reach to you, O Lord. You are the only one that I will adore. I raise my eyes toward the heaven, and I know you are there. I raise my hands, and I touch the reality. I adore you in spirit and truth for eternity.